Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Good morning. It's 10 after 8. It's going to be a good Saturday in the park with a high of 82. A lot more comfy, less humid tomorrow. Entertainment news right now. Dean Richards is on the air. Hi, Dean.
Good weekend also to do a little cooking outside.
There you go.
Which is what I'm going to be doing on TV coming up in the next hour here on WGN. And I won't tell you exactly what I'm cooking. It's Asian-inspired. Hmm. But I will tell you this. There are lots of knives that are involved.
Good.
We got to cut things up, bite size. So...
Well, the
potential for digit losing is high today.
We'll be hoping for a little flesh wound or something.
Yeah, let's hope.
In the meantime, let's talk about the music that's trending on social media this morning.
Yeah, I'm not so sure that the president is so happy that some music is trending this morning, but it is because of music that was used last night during the Republican National Convention. Ivana Trump walked out before she gave her speech to the Elton John song, I'm Still Standing, for which permission was not given for the song. Elton John has issued warnings in the past to the president's reelection campaign, to the people that are involved, to stop using his music. They just went ahead and used it again last night. So that's trending this morning. Leonard Cohen is trending this morning, who wrote the song Hallelujah. That was used at the end of the president's speech, also used without permission. And Tori Kelly, whose version of the song was used, is also trending. Her version also not given permission to use the song. So even though this has been going on really since, re-election campaigns and rallies began for this season, it continues. Whether or not it's going to mean anything, it doesn't seem to bother the president's re-election staff that they're using music that you're supposed to get permission to use, you're supposed to pay rights to use. That's the way that the copyright laws are working. But all of that is trending this morning.
Well, I guess they'll figure after the election, they'll get to the lawsuits.
Right, above my pay scale to figure all that out. I'm just telling you what's going on.
J.K. Rowling in the news today. What's up with that story?
Yeah, the author of the Harry Potter books has gotten herself in to be the subject of a lot of controversy because of some dismissive remarks that she made about transgender identity. It's to get into exactly what she said is a little bit graphic, so I'm not going to get into that. Just enough to say that comments that she made were deemed highly offensive by lots of people, including the daughter of Robert F. Kennedy, Carrie Kennedy. She also runs the organization, the Robert F. Kennedy Human Rights Organization, who last year, December of 2019, gave an award to J.K. Rowling for her work. And yesterday, Carrie Kennedy made some remarks saying that criticizing J.K. Rowling's transgender remarks. So J.K. Rowling responded with a statement saying, because of the serious conflict of views between myself and the RFK Human Rights Organization, I feel I have no option but to return the Ripple of Hope Award bestowed on me last year. I'm deeply saddened that they have felt compelled to adopt this stance against me, but no award, no honor, no matter my admiration for the person for whom it was named means so much to me that I would forfeit the right to follow the dictates of my own conscience. So she has returned the award. said thanks but no thanks. So this controversy regarding these remarks are you know, beginning to bubble over a little bit in a lot of areas. This is the latest.
To be continued, I'm sure. Now let's turn to the page in the paper where you have the announcements of weddings and engagements. What is that, the Socialite page? I'm not sure what you call it, but Dean has an entry for that department today.
Yeah, proud to have something so light and fluffy after a couple of heavy stories.
Yeah.
Fans of One Direction know Liam Payne. He's one of the members of the popular boy band. He is engaged to his longtime girlfriend, Maya Henry. Been dating for 2 years. She was spotted wearing a ring that is estimated to be worth in the neighborhood of $3 million. Hmm. She was spotted at a restaurant in London, sitting outside having dinner. Sitting at a restaurant outside in London wearing a $3 million ring? Wow. That's courage.
Yeah,
I'll say. She's from Texas, they have not set a date yet, but they've confirmed that they are engaged.
Dean Richards, I have good news for you. I have Disney Plus now.
What?
Yes, I do.
Know this before now?
Thanks to the kids. Still working on Apple Plus, but I can watch these wonderful documentaries about the Disney Imagineers,
right.
and I'm enjoying that.
Yeah, there's a lot of good Disney documentaries, old-fashioned, Walt Disney Presents. Kinds of things that'll bring back some good memories. Plus, you'll be happy to know, Bob, that Phineas and Ferb the movie is debuting on Disney Plus this weekend. This is the famous Disney animated buddies, there's a new movie that focuses on their big sister Candace now. When you get tired of watching those documentaries and you want some animated fun, Phineas and Ferb is new this weekend.
You've been on the air for 3 hours and 21 minutes, and we're just hearing about Disney Plus now?
No, I can't believe it.
Well, I was saving it for the entertainment feature.
I can't believe Wolf Blitzer didn't break into the convention coverage this week to give us the...
By the way, has anyone ever seen Wolf Blitzer smile? Think about it. I mean, once in a while, there's a lighter story. He could break out in a smile once in a while.
Right. I think it's his CNN demeanor. Because when the last Tom Cruise Mission Impossible movie came out, we did interviews in Washington, D.C. at the Space Museum, which was super cool. Mm-hmm. And all the stars of the movie were there. But Wolf Blitzer has a small cameo in the movie. So he was also on the red carpet. And I talked with him, and he was actually goofing around and laughing.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, joking around. I have that interview someplace.
Well, believe me, if I called this program that we do here in the morning the Situation Room, I wouldn't be smiling either. Let's get to what you're recommending for viewing this weekend.
Yeah, this is an interesting weekend because you have choices of going to theaters to see some movies or staying at home. There is a huge polarization between people who feel comfortable going and people who are saying, no way am I going back to a theater. Mm-hmm. As we talked about earlier this week, I went to my first theater to see a movie this week. There was hardly anybody in there, and everybody was socially distanced, and there's all kind of sanitation things everywhere. And while it may not be as sparse as it was when I went, there were only 10 people in the whole theater. I did talk to a lot of people who went to early screenings last weekend, and they said only two or three people were in the movie theater. So, decide what you want to do. There's that Russell Crowe movie that opened last week. This week, new in theaters is this movie, The Personal History of David Copperfield, that really kind of takes all the essential elements of David Copperfield that you may have read, the Charles Dickens novel. Also includes a lot of the laughs that are usually left out of this. It's actually a really well done and well acted story. Dev Patel from Slumdog Millionaire plays David Copperfield in this. Tilda Swinton is in the movie. Hugh Laurie is in the movie, and as I mentioned, that one is in theaters. Also in theaters this weekend, the latest adaptation from the Marvel comic book series. They spun off Marvel's X-Men franchise into the New Mutants, just a group of teenagers set in an asylum. It's a psychological thriller, and gives you it's not quite Avengers, it's not quite on that level, but if you're a Marvel fan, comic book fan, you'll probably enjoy that. So those are the two new ones that are in theaters this weekend. Strictly on demand this weekend is Bill and Ted Face the Music. Is it bogus or is it bodacious? Is the big question on this. I think somewhere in between. The guys are back. Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter playing the same characters that they did, believe it or not, 30 years ago when we were first introduced to Bill and Ted and their excellent adventures. Now they are middle-aged men. They are still time-traveling, looking to fulfill their rock and roll destiny. They're joined by their daughters, their kids. Historical figures play into this. Some musical legends play into this. It's extremely nostalgic, and I think it's pretty good. I give it a Dean's List C+. And that one is playing on demand right now. There is also the movie that's called The Binge. It's similar to the series of movies that came out called The Purge, in which there is one day a year where it's legal to kill anyone. Nice premise for a movie these days, especially.
Lord.
But this binge movie is one day of the year where you can use as much alcohol as you want or as much drugs as you want, and it's perfectly legal. And the movie revolves around a group of 18-year-olds who can't wait for the binge day to come. Vince Vaughn is the biggest name in this movie that you would know. It's on Hulu. There is another movie about a group of four young men who are camping in the Scottish Highlands when a group of hunters begin hunting these teenagers who were out hunting. That one is called Get Duked. It's on Amazon Prime. Cobra Kai, the first two seasons of Cobra Kai have been released on Netflix. Really good documentary called Rising Phoenix is also on Netflix that follows nine Paralympics, para-athletes from the 2016 Paralympics and talks about their overcoming their physical limitations with their athletic prowess and the game's evolution. Really, really powerful. And if you just want some good laughs this weekend, Tyler Perry's Madea Farewell Play is now on BET+. This is an amazing story of Tyler Perry, who would travel around the country and play theaters like the old Regal Theater on 79th Street, the Erie Crown Theater here in Chicago. He's played both of those theaters a million times and would do similar venues around the country with this little traveling show that he had focused on the character that he played, Medea, the sassy gun-toting grandma. Parlayed these stage plays into a series of incredibly huge hit movies that parlayed into TV shows and motion pictures. And now Tyler Perry owns his own movie studio in Atlanta and is one of the biggest media moguls in the world right now. Anyway, he said he was going to put Madea on the shelf. He wasn't going to do Madea anymore. Did one final live theater tour last year, and they recorded it, and you will be able to see that final recording. It's playing on BET+. I think the Madea character is hilarious, and all the characters that he brings into it all, very relatable, very hilarious.
I've become a big Tyler Perry fan lately because the man has done some outstanding charitable work, hasn't he?
He sure has. Very much like Oprah. Puts his money where his mouth is, and I think very much like Oprah, because he came from nothing, and he really built his whole life into what it is right now. He knows what it's like to go hungry and to live in a car. He's talked to me many times about when he was here in Chicago playing at the Regal on 79th Street, that he couldn't afford to get a hotel. He couldn't afford any place to live. So he would just sleep in his car, waiting to go inside and do his show. But he was homeless, for his younger years, and now is one of the most generous, one of the most benevolent, people that's out there, really putting his money where his mouth is. He's helped lots of people here in Chicago, charities right here in Chicago, to also try to pick themselves up and get going a little bit. So I have admiration for him on lots of levels, but just in a purely silly man, do we need some laughs right now kind of sense.
Yep,
these Madea plays are hilarious.
Hey, listen to this. This just in, starting Monday, new morning team at B96, Phineas and Ferb.
Really?
How about that?
Nice to see them getting work.
All right, Dean. Well, don't hurt yourself cooking on TV.
I will try to stay uninjured. That's coming up around 9:30 this
morning. And then more of Dean Richards here on the radio Sunday morning. Have a good weekend.
See you. It's Monday, Bob.